and we are back for another episode. The title, controversial. I'm known to say controversial stuff. I mean, those of you that listen to me for a long time, you probably know that. Our existence, what does that mean? What do I want to get at? Hopefully, you found the last few episodes very useful, especially the one with regards to intensity, heart rate monitors, etc., and our wearables. So our existence, right? I don't want to rant. I'm not going to rant. I'm going to try not to. But I think we're doing fitness all wrong. I mean, we're not, as what we give out. I think we try and do a very good job of educating the people around us. Whether people want to listen to that, that's different story, right? You can only have a conversation with someone who's ready to listen. But the fitness industry, and it's a big problem because I think it's absorbing too much. So the potent combination of the fitness industry, along with social media, is a potent combination of how to, in my personal opinion, of how to shorten the length of someone's fitness journey. So I don't even know where to begin, and this could be a very long podcast. So get a coffee, put your feet up, and pay attention. So why do I think the fitness industry and social media is a potent combination? Now, first of all, I think that we need to establish my viewpoint. And obviously, this is my personal view. Please don't take offense with views. People are allowed to agree, disagree. It's just an opinion. It's not fact. It's an opinion. That I think a lot of people do fitness for the wrong reasons. I think a lot of people do fitness for external recognition. I think people do fitness for other people. And what I mean by doing fitness for other people opinions is that it's usually that something that they feel insecure about that they want acceptance from other people. So why is the industry and why is social media so obsessed about showing people who are in shape in terms of defined by, when I say in shape, defined by having a six pack, or a female who has a hourglass physique, or, you know, whether it be a male with a complete body shape of someone who's athletic, who can lift heavy, who can run very fast, but defined by, in a way, six pack. So, you know, big strong legs, big abs, big arms, etc. That and for obviously women would be generally sports bra, sports, you know, short pant things, whatever they're called, hot pant things, or leggings, and that's kind of like the pinnacle, the top of what fitness is portrayed at. But that is just wrong on so many levels and for so many reasons. And because people are consumed by watching that, then they aspire to be that or to try and aim to do for that. Why is not fitness? Let me go back a step. So I think we do it just for here and now, right? So we want acceptance for here and now. We want to go through that change for people around us in that circle at that time, based on how we feel at that time, to accept us for who we will become and what we want out of it. You know, you're going to eat salad for 4 fucking weeks because you want to lose weight, because you want to look good for someone, or you want acceptance. That's my opinion. And I think fitness and social media is a potent combo because it sends out the wrong message. And what are we teaching the younger generation of how they should approach fitness? Because that, in theory, is, look at the impact of, I hate to use this word, of those people that are representations of brands, those influencers. Look at what they, how they advertise their life. And I don't understand by now why people don't understand that. That is not how people live. They just show case their best of the best. No one shows their shit days, right? So we, in my opinion, we do fitness all wrong, because we should be thinking about what we're going to be like in 50 years and what we're going to be like in 70 years. Like, the goal should be, I want to be fit, right? because I want to be able to play with my children up until I'm 60. I want to be fit because I want to be able to be going to the gym in the late 80s, 90s, and you know, I hope to live over 100. If you know me personally, you'll know that I'm quite afraid I fear death. So I want to do this for as long as possible. And openly, I'm going to give you show a bit of vulnerability here. I have done that in the past. I have worked my ass off to get in particular shape. I'm going to contradict myself. Not necessarily for other people in terms of like for a particular person for acceptance or anything like that, but because of my responsibilities, maybe as like a gym owner for nearly, you know, 10 years, that I'm deemed to have to be in shape. But I want to kind of give you a bit of a backstory as to why my mind has changed like this, right? Hold on, let me just have a quick drink because my mouth's already going dry with the amount of talking I'm doing. So there's no doubt that I personally have dedicated my whole life to fitness, right? And that's a lot of coaches out there. And a lot of business owners, they dedicate their whole life to fitness. And I want people to understand that people very similar to me in my position, we've dedicated our life to fitness, not because it's a hobby, but because it's something that we're passionate about and in trying to improve in people's lives. Whether that person or the receiving end agrees at the time that one thing's working, one thing's not, or whatever it means, we've dedicated our lives to improve the lives of others. And it's not a hobby for us. It's something that generally, you know, we're passionate about. And to give you more of the backstory, when the gym opened in like 2015, I was fucking obsessed with CrossFit. Genuinely, I obsessed. And I threw everything I had at it, literally everything, every penny, everything I had. And it, for me, it kind of, you know, it created my business. You know, the model that CrossFit had at the time, very a little bit different now, but allowed me to run a business with that method, what I believed in the way that I wanted to do it. And not many businesses give you, you know, take people on board and give the opportunity, especially to be your own boss in that sense. Anyway, so I became obsessed with moving, with getting stronger, fitter, faster, all those things. I was never going to make money from competing or fitness. And, you know, I wouldn't dare say that I was anywhere near what the guys are now. I mean, they are just out of this fucking world at the moment. They're just getting fitter and fitter and fitter. But back when I started, you know, you generally had quite a good shot of getting your name somewhere. But it's very different now, and my head's not in it. We'll go into it anyway. So I think the pinnacle of my, you know, I've done some external competitions, but the thing for me was obviously the Open every year to measure that was something that I could really test myself against and see my improvement. And I think one particular year, I think it was 2019, I believe. I think in the UK, for me personally, I'll take this. For me, this is like one of my, in terms of CrossFit, certainly, in terms of performance, probably one of my biggest achievements, that I think I finished like 958th in the UK, right? Top 1,000 in the UK. So I was like, fuck, man. You know, hours and hours in the gym, you know, making training. And also, you know, you've got alongside that, you have to think about running a business with that as well, right? But I was like, I could probably give a shot of like top 500. That'd be fucking cool. So, you know, dedicating more time to the gym, and then COVID happened, and then just a little bit over COVID, I can't remember exactly the dates, but I picked up an injury. I picked up a back injury, and that injury, I think this is how the story goes. I think it was a Sunday, and I generally never go in to train on a Sunday. I used to live a little bit closer to the gym. And I went on a Sunday. The gym was obviously shut. We were in lockdown. Loose lockdown, I think, at the time. Tier one. And I started warming up. And I picked up the barbell from the floor. I went to pick up. And my back just went out of nowhere, you know. And obviously, I've been treating that now for the last 3 years. Much better. Can move, all those things. But misalignments and abusing the body and putting all those hours into gym and just constant compound stuff and conditioning. And just my body just gave up. But I got that injury, and along that way, I just didn't have it in me anymore for a long time to get out of. I didn't want to train. One day I'd do 10 minutes, Another day I might do, you know, 45. Another day I might not train for 3 months. And so part of it, there was parts of it when I didn't train for 6 to 9 months, if not close to a year. But I had this expectation that because I was previously to this, that I was wanting to improve, get better at that number, and you know, that's how I would measure myself every single year. The reason I'm telling you this is because I was doing it for the wrong reason, because I wanted to be, whether it was ego, I don't know, but I wanted some, you know, top 500 or top, you know, in the UK at the time would have given some recognition and more, I don't know, depth to what we were delivering. Not sure really, to be honest, not really sure, but I used to struggle. I struggled a lot. And then they come to a realization in that time, that actually, like, I can't continue like this because I won't have a future in what I do in terms of performance, because I used to play football and I loved playing football until I stopped because I found something new. And then I wouldn't be able to perform playing football. I wouldn't be able to perform within the gym. And I would be, in a way, less able because of the injuries and not doing anything about them. Because I wanted that external thing. And I came to this conclusion that, like, the industry has just taught us to go, like, fucking hard all the time and go 100 miles an hour. And I say this a lot. And people still don't get it, that there's an end goal, that, you know, you do this and then it finishes, like, you whether it be a one rep max that you get, or you get a weight goal in terms of, you know, that your body wants to lose, but it doesn't stop, it continues. The world will move on without you, whether you've achieved it or not. And I was like, I have to slow down. I have to be serious. I have to think about longevity. And, you know, I have always played the long game. I have to admit, I have always played the long game. But I think I was vulnerable in those few years. So the last, it probably has to be the last 3-4 years where I've had that bigger, more, much bigger approach of playing even more of a long game and treating fitness as more of like, I want to continue to do this till I'm 80, 90, you know, 100. And I think that the message that is out there is very much about now. And how good can you look now? Even from an image point of view, going off topic a little bit, you know, turkey teeth, all these fucking things that people do to make themselves appear better, you know, because it's just what they're exposed. It's what you're exposed to. You see it on TV. You pick up your phone. You see it on your phone. I think if we all came away from that a little bit more, we would be in a much, much better place. But for you listening, right? It's about balance, but it's certainly not about finding like the most perfect program and then you have to do an hour this today and you've got to do an hour tomorrow and you've got to do this now, and if you don't do that, then you're off. No, if you've done 15 minutes today and you applied yourself the best you could for those 15 minutes, those 15 minutes are better than the 0 minutes and doing nothing. If you've done an hour the next day, great, fantastic. But if you've done 10 minutes the following, like, there's no reason for you to feel bad or feel like you haven't exerted enough. I love CrossFit. You know that I do. I have devoted my life pretty much to it. But the one thing that it's not their fault. It's the social element of it, is that it's portrayed that everything has to be done, executed 100 miles an hour four time, and that if you haven't got the fastest score, if you haven't used the most weight, it's a bit of an injustice, or you haven't had the best workout. But I don't really know, to be honest, I don't actually really know how to articulate this. But if you think of the long game, and if you were to look at your living room wall, right, and write from left to right numbers, as many numbers as you could fit, 1 to whatever 9 million, or, you know, 100,000, whatever, and you crossed off every day, that's working, you know, we want to cross off those days closer to that end number that fits on that wall, not just cross off like half the wall because we can't do the rest of it because we've only just thought about now. Like, we just need, it's just little, just pushing a little bit, dangling that carrot a little bit, and just a little bit at a time, without overdoing it. Yeah, I can't articulate what I want to say. I wish I could. I probably should. I mean, I've been thinking about this for the last few days, and it sounds a lot better in my head than how it's actually being delivered at the moment. But we've got to come away from trying to search for this perfect routine. And like things change in our lives all the time, and we have to take this pressure off. If you look, the thing is, I do believe that you are a result. Your behavior is a result of obviously the things that you do, but also the things that you watch and the things that you see. So if you're watching bullshit, and I do think, and I said, I can't remember if I said this to you the other day. I look at the average age of someone who's, or of the person in my gym. So obviously if you're listening, you know, you'll know that, you know, around about who we're talking about, not individually, but the average age is like 33, right? So if you look at that generation of 33, which is my age, if you didn't know that, believe it or not, I'm short, but I'm older than I look, and young. It must be I don't know, shower gel that I use or something. But anyway, if you look at that, like I for the last 2 years haven't really used social media. I don't really go on it. There's, you know, there'll be times where I go on it for work purposes, but socially I don't. I do actually avoid it because it was putting me into a very bad place. But that age group have grown up with it for the last 10 years, so it's embedded in them, right? Well, so they're more concerned about, in my opinion, this is my opinion, about what everyone else is doing, and because someone else does this for an hour or follows this program or does this and open gym and does 4 sessions a week, get up in the morning, does this session, then goes out later and does that session. Like, they feel that they have to do that. Well, if you were to look at maybe an older person who maybe doesn't have as much exposure to that, their attitude towards it is very, very different. And I think it's worth speaking and having just open conversations with people in from all different walks of life and giving and seeing their take and their routines. Like, there's no one thing that works for everyone. But I tell you what does work for everyone is balance. But yet we still lose that, and I don't know why. So if you can get away. It's a mindset thing. It's in your head. It's how you think between your ears. If you can come away from the expectations of what is portrayed on you, what fitness should be like, and you start defining fitness in your own way, and you realize your own existence of what you want to do later on in your life and how active you want to be and what that involves, then it will give you a new perspective on fitness. That there's going to be days that you can absolutely kick it. There's going to be other days where like 10 minutes is enough. I showed you vulnerability earlier. Like there's days where, and there certainly has been days within the last year that I've just not wanted to do anything in terms of fitness. It's different reasons, some different reasons, and I won't go into it. But when I did, 10 minutes was good enough for me because that was my best for that day. And I'm not comparing myself to what the industry and what social media or what fitness is defined as to other people. I'm doing it for me. And I couldn't give a shit what people thought. I genuinely couldn't. Whether you think that's arrogance or confidence, fine line between the two, that's me. I couldn't give a shit what people think, you know. Yes, I have. I own a box. I pass on that message across that we improve people's lives. But everyone's dealing with their own bits and pieces, right? And that 10 minutes on that day for me is the most I can do, and I'm happy with that. It doesn't have to be redlining, you know, I've got to give an hour, I should be expected to lift this, and I should be able to do that. Yes, of course I want to inspire you, and I hope that I do, and I hope that, you know, the team does, and we do, and we do our very best to inspire you. And yeah, it'd be great to see coaches running sub 3 minute miles or sub 4 minute miles and doing Fran in 2 minutes and stuff, blah blah blah, but whoever that is needs to be doing it for them and not for approval of other people. I'm getting lost a little bit in this, but I just want to give you the message that your existence, you don't want to get to the end of your life and think, fuck, I wish I just didn't take fitness is so serious when I was in between my 20s and 30s or between 25 and 35 or whatever the decade relevant to you is, and that I ate a burger here a little bit more and I went out with my friends a little bit more and I wasn't like 6 days and I wasn't in the gym and I wasn't focused on a six pack, because no one's going to remember you for having a six pack and being able to do Fran in 2 minutes and 30 seconds and be able to deadlift 180 kilo whilst you backflip and fucking skip at the same time. No one's going to remember you for that stuff. But they're going to remember for the moments they had with you of how much of a good person you were, how loyal and how trustworthy you were and how appreciative you were and how giving you were and all those things. For me, their things are more important about existence as opposed to dedicating a whole life based on image and aesthetic. I mean, come on. Image and aesthetic? We have to be better than that. So please think about, hopefully this has given you a little bit of a different way of thinking, but please think about what you're doing and the reason you're doing it for. Is it for you and is it for the children that you have? Is it for your partner and the life that you want to live and you want longevity in your life? Or is it because you want to focus on the aesthetic and performance? And I'm not saying that is right. I'm not saying that you can't do that, okay? What I'm saying is too much of that is going to be wrong, where you're going to probably, you know, you're almost going to have like tunnel vision in certain things and not let new opportunities come in because you're so obsessed. And there'll be people that say, if you want a goal, you've got to become obsessed and fucking, you've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you've got to sit in a fucking cold bath and all that shit, and you've got to read all these books. And no, that's bollocks, right? It's about what's in between your head and it between your ears. And if you get that right, all those things will come. But if we're talking about fitness, because that's another story, what I was just mentioning, if we're talking about fitness, prioritize what it is that you need to be able to have a fulfilling life within or journey within fitness that is not detrimental to your later life. Because we, as I said, we just keep thinking about now. It's in between the ears. It's a new approach to doing it. And I think that if you are watching those things and everything around you is for aesthetics. Sorry, I need to go back to that because I'm not saying that you can't. Remember I said that, sorry. But you are going into images and aesthetics. You just have to be able to balance the books that allows you to go hard when you're at the gym, dedicate yourself to when you're at the gym, but also have that time away from it. But it's for you and your existence, your purpose, because you want to be better, you want to be fitter for your everyday life. Like I also think that we come away from why we do it sometimes in terms of, you know, I'm lucky enough to meet loads of people every single day and every single week, and the goals that are coming, like I want to become more active and I want to not be so out of breath. Like, why aren't they goals that we measure? Why are, like, you've gone from doing nothing to doing 3 weekly 30-minute sessions or 3 60-minute sessions over a 7-day period. Why is that not a success for you? Why now does that have to be measured about abs, for example, male or female? We want flat stomachs because we see that around us on from what we scroll through or for what the industry tells us is fit. You look, pick up Women's Health or Fit Health, Men's Health, who's on the front cover? Most of the time, it's going to be a very well-conditioned male or female. And that's your comparison. That, to people, says that, oh, fuck, they're in shape. But going back to the beginning, why is that a measure of whether of fitness, that we're in shape? Your shape can still be fucking round, and you can still be fit. It's just your definition of fitness. But we have this comparative trait that we just... It just evolves and evolves and evolves. And until social media shuts down, I believe that's going to be one of our biggest things to prevent that from happening. Anyway, I think rant's over. I've gone in full circle, lost the way a little bit. But I do hope you enjoyed that. And if you have got things that you want to talk about and a particular topic, send that in. Either my name at crossfitharrow.com or info@crossfitharrow.com. I would love to talk about some of the things, the questions that you might have and you want me to might answer a question. I think of these things during the week. I plan it in my head and I'll write a few notes and then I just talk to what feels right and comes out. So I want you to know that, as you know, going back to last week's episode of authenticity and wanting CrossFit to remain authentic, this is authentic because it generally comes from me. It's not pre-scripted. Have a great week and think about what I said.